Brock, and again, we got the guys here with Norterra Golf Course, and these, you know, Stan does a fantastic job promoting and organizing and, you know, taking care of the course, but, you know, the grass and the water lines. I mean, wouldn't it be great if water lines never broke and sprinkler heads never,
yes.
You know,
yeah,
wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
I mean, if you could invent one thing, it would be the never break, the unbreakable water line and everlasting
the
sprinkler head
water line.
And the waterless water lines. But so here, this, you guys pretty excited about the Orin Cares tournament coming up?
Sure. It'd be a good one. I think it's going to be a big one. We're fortunate to have you guys come down to us, and I just hope it turns out as good as what you think and what we're thinking.
Well, weather, Mother Nature, you know, so we might need to buy Mother Nature a six-pack and a pack of Marlboros. But
There you go.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And, again, I can't emphasize this enough, you know, guys, gals, sign up, okay, pre-register, because it's limited. You know, we can only put so many people on the golf course, and you guys got 20-plus carts available for rent. So if you need a cart when you sign up, please let us know.
Yeah, when you sign up, be sure and say something about needing a cart. We have a limited time. If we can get it between a week till the tournament, then I can have more carts brought in. And so, you know, we need to know what we're going to have. You know, we've got 21 carts right now, but if we need 31, then we're going to have to call somebody and get some other carts from...
And loading and unloading, for some folks that may not know, because we got people that come from, you know, down into Arkansas and, you know, Marshfield and Ava. I mean, they come from all over. But people that's bringing their own cart, help give them an idea where they need to go to unload if they got in the back of their truck or if there's trailer parking situation.
We've got a parking lot across the street from the clubhouse, and that's the place where you want to take a trailer. If you need to back it out of the bed of a pickup, we have a loading ramp down below by our shop.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've got facilities for either one, you know, but that's where they want to try to park, is across the parking lot, and it's a big parking lot, and it can handle quite a few trucks and trailers, you know, not semis, but, you know, so,
And, you know, and this is just for every golf course, you know, when you're out there, because... You know, a lot of you folks listen every morning, you know me, you know, pick up trash. I don't care you didn't throw it out. If you see trash, pick it up. I mean, it's just because it's contagious.
Yes.
You know, if somebody sees you picking up trash, and then maybe they might pick up that candy bar wrapper. Not that somebody intentionally threw it down, but, you know, on a golf course, you try to put it somewhere, and the wind blows, and it blows out. You know, a water bottle, a soda bottle, a piece of paper, a used card. If you see trash, pick it up, and, you know, honor and respect all the work and the effort that goes into the manicure of these golf courses, because there is a lot of work, and if everybody does just a little bit, nobody's got to do a whole lot.
That's right. Yeah, and the other thing I'd like to mention too is about the carts. When this tournament you're having, the RN, what it is you've got a morning session. When you get done, I know sometimes it takes a little longer to play 18 holes than everybody, and especially if it's packed.
Yeah.
When you get done, take your clubs out of the cart, let me have it so that we can get it ready for the next session, you know? And so, I mean, that's something that would really, really help us out there at the clubhouse.
Absolutely. And that, with any tournament, you know, try to keep your pace of play up. And, you know, respect those that are behind you. They always say that you want to see the team in front of you. You don't want to see the team behind you.
Amen.
You know, and then everything's going to flow and go nicely. The pro shop, if you need anything, there's golf balls. There's some used clubs.
Yeah.
There's gloves, you know, golf gloves. There's other swag, Norterra swag, caps, hats, all that. But we're going to have all kinds of prizes. There's going to be all kinds of food. We're going to have a lot of fun in this tournament. Friday, July 30th. And, you know, Craig, now if somebody wants to call and ask questions about Norterra, how can they get a hold of you?
What is that number? It's 25. I don't even have it with me. Tell them to call my cell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to give them Stan's
well,
number.
Well, I don't even. That's bad that I've been there 7 years and I don't remember what the golf course is.
Well, here's the, here it is. This right here is the problem of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. You just everybody. Push. Yeah.
Have you got the horse's number?
Because it really is. It's 18 holes, folks. You're going to love the greens. You're going to love the course. It's got some really challenging holes. It's got some water on it. It's got a lot of contour as far as the landscaping goes. 18 is a real fun hole. It's a really fun hole. And, I line up on 18 and you just want to hit the biggest club in your bag. But if you'll just be kind and follow the rules of golf, less is more, and let gravity take over. But, I mean, you know, it's all about having fun. But there are a lot of fun holes out there. And now, I think, is it number 9? Is that number 9 that goes over the pond?
No, that's number 6.
Number 6.
That's a booger bear.
Yeah. It's fun. You know, you look at it from the tee box and go, huh, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. And then you whack it and you end up in the lake. And then when you go to the other side, you look at it from the, because golf is all about perception, depth perception. And when you're on number 6 green looking at the tee box, you go, oh.
Yeah. Makes it. Here's that number, Gary. 1-417-256-9824. And we'll try to answer any question they have.
9824. Guys, thanks so much for coming out. And, hey, free golf. Harlan, we're going to be there today, weather permitting. So come out and you can play with Harlan and I.
You bet.
You know, maybe you'll get paired up with us. Yeah. We'll have some fun. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.